Dom Yerushalmi, cross points from the Dom Bavli, Daf Gimel. Begin Yerushalmi on Daf Aleph from the base on the third line with the words V'haloi Ha'erchin. V'haloi Ha'erchin, V'acharomim, V'atmuris, V'akdeshes, V'parsha, Hoyu, V'leitoninan, Kinuye Erchin, V'kinei Tmuris, V'akdeshes. Yuma asked that Erchin, Charomim, Tmuris, and Hekdeshes were in the parsha, and we didn't teach Kinuy Erchin and Kinuy Tmuris and Hekdeshes. Ve'ilutaninan, Ma Vinan Misne, Erchin, Oudsin, Erchin, Temufa, Temauna, Temuka, Hagade, Hagaza, Hagaram. If they would be taught, what would be taught? That if a person said Erchin, Oudsin, Erchin, or Temufa, Temauna, Temuka, or Hegde, Hegze, Hegrams, meaning that if kinuim are words that the Gentiles use, we don't find such Gentile expressions. According to the opinion that Chacham invented kinuim, lest people say Korban Hashem, it wasn't common to say Hashem's name with these words anyway. Surely Chacham would not enact kinuim for Temura, which is an Avera. Perhaps the questioner asked about Erechin and Hegde according to everyone, and about Temura according to the opinion that they are Gentile expressions. Niche commanda ama stam chorim lebedek abayis, vam commanda ama stam chorim lekahanim, vam leitonin and kinui tuma. This is a sign of the opinion that stam chorim goes to the bedek abayis, the upkeeper of the base mikdash, but according to the opinion that stam chorim is to the kahanim, then why were kinuyim for chorim taught, but kinuyim for tuma not taught? Vilein taninan ma avinan misni tufa tutsa tuka. The answer is if they would be taught, what would be taught? Tufa, tutska, and to occur.